Gospel lesson for the morning comes from the Gospel according to Luke. Just several short verses. Many of you will find them familiar. It's one of those kind of prickly passages that kind of makes you stand on edge for the way it flows and perhaps what it suggests. It's a visit that Jesus makes to Martha and Mary. I'll be beginning with the 38th verse of the 10th chapter. Encourage you to follow along if you have your pew Bibles or a Bible as I read this passage. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Amen. And I would just say, glad to be back with you. I was away last weekend in the first part of the week down in Virginia with my brother and my younger brother and his family, my older sister and her family, celebrating my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. Today actually happens to be their anniversary, but we were only able to schedule being there that weekend, and we all gathered in Williamsburg. And I bring that up also because many of you will recognize the name of John Morgan, who is a former associate pastor here. John has recently become the minister of the Williamsburg Presbyterian Church, and although we didn't get to go to a service, did ride by and notice that his name is already on the church board there as being the minister. Our topic for the morning is Choose the Best. Let's pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Perhaps you have heard someone in conversation refer to himself or herself as a Martha and not a Mary. What is meant is unclear other than the fact that such a person is attempting to convey that he or she feels at home in the kitchen or doing work in the house. Or perhaps this person is saying that kitchen work or other housework must be done and is more important than sitting around, as Mary seemed to be doing. So often the comment is, I'm a Martha, not a Mary, with the implicit suggestion that being a Martha carries with it some value, some virtue, whereas being a Mary, kind of lazy, sitting at the feet. People often, in fact, become defensive about this passage, angry even, siding with Martha. It, along with the parable of the elder brother in the parable of the prodigal son, is one of those prickly passages where people's discomfort with the flow of the story is expressed. Life, your life and my life, consists of choosing, of making choices, of prioritizing. Decisions are part of our existence, and the decisions we make determine the kind of life we live. Nothing new or surprising here. The British poet John Oxenham has put it this way: "To every person there openeth a way, and the high soul climbs the highway, and the low soul gropes the low, and in between on the misty flats the rest drift to and fro. But to every person there openeth a highway and a low, and every person decideth the way he or she will go." Now, Jesus was aware of this, that life consists of choices. In the incident with Martha and Mary, Jesus is speaking of choosing. Remember that the home spoken of here is one in which Jesus spent a lot of time. It was in this home that Mary anointed Jesus' feet with precious ointment. Lazarus was the brother of Mary and Martha. And when it was reported to Jesus that Lazarus had died, the writer John spoke of the relationship between Jesus and this family with the following words: "Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." And when Jesus arrived in Bethany at Lazarus' death, John relates, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. The incident related by the writer Luke centers on the choice made between these two women, two women Jesus knew well and loved deeply. So on the one hand, let us make sure we are conscious of the comparison Jesus is making. We have here a comparison, not a contrast. The choice Mary made versus the choice Martha made is not that between the good and the bad. The comparison that Jesus is making in the incident with Martha and Mary is that of the pursuit which is good but powerless over against that which is good but also full of power. Martha in the kitchen, Mary at Jesus' feet giving ear to his teaching. You get the feeling that Jesus wants Martha to simply relax a little, not be so uptight about how her house looks, whether the food is going to be ready on time. Important things, yes. Good things, yes. But not as important in this particular instance as taking time for a relationship. The comparison here is between two goods, a good that is passing over a good that is eternal. A story is told in Benjamin Franklin's autobiography of a clergyman ordered to read a proclamation issued by King Charles I, bidding the people to return to sports on Sunday. To the congregation's amazement and horror, the clergyman did read the royal edict in church, which many other clergymen had refused to do. But he followed it with these words, "Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy," and added, "Brethren, I have laid before you the commandment of your king and the commandment of your God. I leave it to you to judge which of the two ought rather to be observed." Boating on the lake with the family or friends weekend after weekend versus worshiping together. Surely there is no evil in sporting on the Sabbath. Weekends away with the family or friends versus worship on Sunday. Is it evil for family and friends to be together on Sunday other than in worship? Of course not. Of course not. Yet there is a choice in the above mentioned circumstances. A choice not between an evil and a good, but a choice between two apparent goods. So it was with Martha and Mary. The choice to be in the kitchen or at the master's feet was the choice between two goods. Yes, two goods. In fact, the kitchen must be attended to. Hospitality is important. It is a good. However, Jesus points out in this case that one of the goods is passing, the other eternal. And my friend, such is so often the way of life for many of us. Young adults must make choices, choices that involve, say, activity here, activity there, versus involvement with Jesus. A weekend here, a weekend there, sleeping in on Sunday, drinking coffee and reading the New York Times versus engaging in study about the meaning and purpose of life. So many marriages are like Martha, fretting about so many things. Material gadgets for the house, a party tonight, movie the following, getting kids to camp, music lessons, fretting about, but never being still, as did Mary, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to learn of the meaning of life, to have the soul filled and that reservoir refilled, to learn of the deep significance of compassion, the depth of forgiveness and love. You see, being together is good. It's fun. Sitting at the feet of Jesus is good also. The comparison here is making a choice between two goods. And what is true of individuals and families is also true of the youth today. Many choices are not those between the good and the bad. Many have to do with degrees of good. Do we settle for less than the best in our schoolwork? Is doing just enough to get by sufficient? The choices often are less than the best. But on the other hand, let us be sure we are conscious of the point Jesus is pressing. The point Jesus is pressing is that Mary has chosen the best. That is, her decision to dialogue with Jesus and hear his words, this can never be taken away from her. Mary is concerned about relationships and works at the matter of relationships, while at least in this instance, Martha is fretting about so many things. And what is it that endures? Not the fretting, but the feelings of support and love and forgiveness and understanding that are the results of a deep relationship. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his words, words that spoke of faith, hope, and love. And it is these things which endure, which can never be taken away. Disease will not waste them. Fire will not consume them. Force will not crush them. Fraud will not steal them. Time will not enfeeble them. Death will not destroy them. The grave will not hold them. Mary, you see, recognized the good that was best. My friends, the application of this truth is tremendous. How like Martha are we, for example, sometimes with our parents? They grow old in age. We become involved in our own families, our own lives, our own careers. And instead of sharing ourselves with them, we do our own thing. We fret with things rather than dealing with emotions and feelings and compassion and love that will endure. How many times have I heard the comment, "I feel so guilty. I had many an opportunity to spend time with my folks. God, I never even told her I loved her. If only Mom hadn't died right now." As young people, young couples, we especially get caught up in being Marthas. All of life is before us. We have a house to furnish. We have places to go and things to see. So we go and we go and we go. We become involved with many things, but so often at the expense of feeding our spirits, nourishing our souls. Then one day we awaken to discover that the things which we thought were so important and about which we fretted do not have the power to sustain us. And because our spirits have not been fed, there are no roots from which to draw nourishment from the Great Spirit. And there are often rocky days ahead. Let's choose the best. Let's choose to sit at the feet of the Master, as did Mary, and learn of these words of forgiveness and compassion and love and life. Yes, let's make sure we recognize the point Jesus is pressing, to choose that in life which cannot be taken away. Words that have to do with the meaning of life, life in all its relationships. My friends, life is a feast, but we cannot eat everything. We must make choices. Life is choice, and we must decide what takes priority. Let's choose in life that which endures. The poet is right. But to every person there openeth a highway and a low, and every person decideth the way he or she will go. The part Mary has chosen is best. She chose to listen to Christ, the light of God. Oh, my friends, let's make sure that in the choices of life, you and I choose the best. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you that you give us free will, that we can make decisions, that we can choose how we spend our time, how we spend our energy, how we spend our money. Help us, oh Lord, to recognize those things in life which endure and make sure that that's where we place our priority. Let us make sure we indeed choose the best through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.